Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk to you today as we're talking about not allowing our past mistakes to dictate to us our future. How many have made some past mistakes? Okay. And it's absolutely imperative that you change the label. Look at your neighbor, say, change the label. I want to talk to you about today about changing your label or making sure that you have the proper label, you know what, in your life. You know what, so many people can allow even other people to influence them and to, you know what, to speak a lie over you. How many know there, there are a lot of people who talk a lot of jive nowadays? And how many know birds of a feather flock together? Okay, and so a lot of times you'll hang around, you know what I mean, those birds, and they will just see you in a certain way and proclaim this is who you are. Based on, you know what, maybe your past or maybe their past. Am I making sense to anyone? Yeah. But today I want to talk to you about changing your label. You know what? There was a lady, when we first got here, there was this one lady, she's probably in her upper 80s. She could barely get here, but praise God she got here. And she used to always tell me, you know, Pastor, I don't even know why she'd always tell me that. Every single Sunday, she told me this. She said, you know, Pastor, you can't tell a book by its cover. Terry, remember this lady? She would always say, you can't tell a book by its cover. You know what I mean? Well, sometimes we have allowed things in our past and other people, and sometimes our memories, you know what, can haunt us and just speak to us. And I'm telling you what, today is the day we've got to put a new label on. Yeah. Amen. Or maybe if you have the right label on, you have to just look at that label and say, absolutely, God got it right. I am redeemed. Amen. Yeah. I am clean because of what Jesus Christ did. Yeah. Come on. Somebody help me preach this. Right. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Let me tell you, I'm above, I'm not beneath. Yeah. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. No. God, I know God's plans for me. You know, I don't care about your plans. I don't care what my parents said. I don't care what my neighbor said. I don't care what that, you know what, that crazy counselor at Pioneer High School said about me. You know, I laughed so hard today, or yesterday. I was looking at my phone. And I was looking at I don't know what they call it. I was looking at the maps, and I saw on the Pioneer Stadium. I didn't know this. It do you know what Pioneer Stadium's called? What? No, look it up. It's called Dick Torres Memorial Stadium. And I thought, man, I know who Dick Torres was, a counselor when I was at Pioneer High School. Really? I thought, oh my goodness, they named that stadium after him. Now let me tell you about a story about Dick Torres. When I went to Pioneer High School, I mean, there was some white people that went to Pioneer High School, but there wasn't a lot of white people that went to Pioneer High School. And I was not only white, I was like surfer white. You know what I'm saying? I had long blonde hair, and you know what? And I never wore my shoes. I would always carry my sandals. They'd always say, put your shoes on. Well, I was maybe a junior at the time, and there was somebody transferred to Pioneer High School, and his name was, what was his name? His name was Dwayne. And Dwayne was a surf cat too, and he had blonde hair, and he He didn't wear shoes very often. And Dick Torres came up to me and he said, "Hey, Dwayne, put your shoes on." I laughed. I thought, you know what? I told him, "I'm not Dwayne, I'm Drew." And he said, "Oh, well, all you guys look the same to me." That's what he said. Amen. Profiling. I just laughed so hard when I was looking at Dick Torres Memorial Stadium. I thought, oh my goodness, I know who that guy was. My point is, how many know all kind of people will put all kind of labels on you? But I'm here to tell you today, God has put a label on you. And God's label is the label that we need to see and recognize, that is who I am. Because let me tell you what, that'll change your life forever. That'll make a difference in how you speak to your wife. It'll make a difference how you speak to your kids. It'll make a difference how generous you are. It'll make a difference in how compassionate you are. It will change everything, every aspect of your life. Why? Because, you know what? You'll start recognize the love that God is pouring into your hearts and you can pour it to other people.
Yes, amen.
Paul writes, and he says, "You're acting like mere men." No. Get that label off. That label of a mere man, get it off and put on that label that John and Peter had when they were walking into a church that morning, and that guy was there, and he said, "You know what? He looked at them as mere men, thinking he might get some money from them. But they didn't have that label on them. They had the label on them that told them the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lived inside of them." And so they recognize, no, I'm not a mere man. I am a man that has been born again, and now I'm born again. I'm different now. I'm not like all those other people who are going to look in their pocket and give this guy $1 or $2 or even $10. No, I'm not like that. He doesn't. How many know that guy didn't really need $10? He needed to be healed. And they said, "You know, silver and gold we don't have. But let me tell you what we do have." And the one reason they that the Bible says that Peter seized him by the hand and lifted him up. Why in the world would you do that? Here's why. Because they had changed their label. Today is the day that we need to change our label. We need to stop thinking that our marriage just has to be barely enough. You know what? We need to change the label of perhaps what some of the doctors have diagnosed to us. We need to change that label that says, you know what? You're always going to be impoverished. You're always going to be in debt. You're always going to listen. What are these things? They're just deficiencies. When Paul writes in Romans, the first chapter, he says, you know what? We're not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is the power unto salvation. And that word salvation is sozo. He's saying, let me tell you what, the word of God is so powerful that it can make us whole, and we're not ashamed of that. Here's what we are. We're whole men now. That's why it will change your life in every aspect. Imagine you're going to Disneyland and you're standing there, and it happens to be, how many like Disneyland? Amen. How many, raise your hand if you like Disneyland. Okay, you could go, "I'm staying at home." Amen. And you can deal with all the crowds and all that stuff. "I will stay at home, you know what, and watch Barney 5 and just be very happy." Amen. You know, different things. You know, different people are different. But, I don't sweat you if you like Disneyland. Fine, go to Disneyland. But imagine you're at Disneyland and you went the wrong day. You went the day that, and I know almost every day is this way at Disneyland, but you went the most busiest day ever in the world of Disneyland history. That's the day you went. And you're in line, you know what, you buy your tickets for $486. No, just get ready because you're going to buy a hot dog for $38 in a minute. Okay, anyway, you buy your ticket, you get in, amen, or you're in line to buy your ticket, and they tell you, well, we just want to let you know this is the most busiest day ever. You know, we just feel like we wanted to tell you that. But then they say this. But there's a special ticket that you can buy today. You've already bought your ears. You have your Mickey ears on. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, I'm at Disneyland. Okay, you have your Mickey ears on. But they say, and they say, but there's a special ticket you can buy. And then they go like this, and you see the golden Mickey ears. And you're this, And for only a million dollars, can you not only have this golden Mickey hat, Mickey ears, but you're gonna walk around the park, and everything, you know, all the food is free, and you're not in the short line. You are in the first. What's the new ride that's like, that's so crazy? Star Wars. Okay, so even the Star Wars ride. It's crazy. Okay, anyway, even the Star Wars ride. Thank you, Jesus. Even that ride, you get to be, not second, you are the first in every line for the whole day. And what do you say? You say, I can't afford that. I like that. There's no way I can pay the price for that. And you turn around and you don't even turn around, you hear this guy saying, I'll pay it. And you turn around and there's this guy in this robe, this long hair, sandals, and a scruffy beard. And he says, I got you covered. Amen. Watch this. And boom, they take, they place it. And you're walking around with your gold Mickey ears. You get in the, this pastor, how long did it take you to figure out this illustration? Holy Spirit just gives them to me. Tamara, they come to me in my sleep. So you're walking around. You got the gold Mickey ears, and you start to stand in the line. The 6-hour line for the Star Wars ride. Five hours and 45 minutes. 3 hours and 12 minutes. You could have went in that ride over and over and over and over. You could have had a wonderful day. But instead, you, even though you have the ability to just walk up to the front of the line, in your mind, you have forgotten what Jesus Christ did. You know what? Out there at the beginning. So many Christians, that's what they've done. Because they have forgotten what Jesus Christ did on the cross. That's why we do the cup and the bread. Where Jesus knows, man, I've done this. This is what is theirs. They have to remember. They've allowed their parents and their friends and their neighbors and sometimes your own stupid things that you did. And you've allowed that to label you. And it is crazy because you know what? Because, just the illustration, because you got the Mickey ears on. You got the gold Mickey ears on. Christ has already gone to the cross. And we see it. I'm going to show it to you over and over again. We see this over and over and over and over and over and over and over in the New Testament, revealed to us by the Spirit of God, reminding us what Jesus Christ did for us. Yes. Look at your neighbor say, this is going to be a good day. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. My sermon title is this, Change the Label. Change the Label. Look at your neighbor and say, change the label.
Change the label.
Number one, God does not judge us by our mistakes. God judges us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10. Look it out with me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Look what it says. Then he said to them, behold, you know what that means? It means, look at this. You got to see it different. I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first that he might establish the second. Do you know who the first was? Come on, somebody. Who's the first? Adam, thank you. I'll get you a Snickers bar after church. Okay. Adam, who was the second? Who was the second? Jesus. That's right. He takes away the first that he might establish the second. The first guy jacked us all up. The second guy redeemed us all. Amen. Amen. Number, go. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Guys, there were so many people that were Jewish. And they weren't used to once for all. They were used to this continuing. You don't want? No. But Jesus came. It's done, guys. Next verse. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Next verse. From that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected, here's what I want to get to, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. You stay here. He is perfected forever. Who's he perfected forever? Today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put a new label on according to what God. Hey, is this true or not true? Listen, whether you recognize it or not, this is true. Well, let's recognize it and let's put a new label on. What new label? Here's the new label I'm putting on today. Perfected forever. It's going to, listen, this can change your life forever because now you're walking with your head up. You're walking with your chest out. You're saying, you know what? I don't care what I did in junior high. I have, because of Jesus Christ, I have been what?
Perfected.
Come on, somebody help me preach this. What have you been?
Perfected.
So we barely perfected. I can't even get that out of my mouth. No. It needs to come smoothly out of your mouth. Let me tell you who I am. I have been perfected forever. Well, you're not perfect, Pastor. Well, argue with Jesus, Jackson. Now, I'm not dumb. I recognize, you know what? There's something called sanctification. It's right there. It's this process because, you know what? Even though my spirit is perfected, you know what, I still have the flesh that I have to deal with. But I'm going to show you in a little bit how Paul says, even when I do something wrong, I didn't do it. That's in the Bible. Yeah, I'm going to show you. He says it to you twice. He says, you know what? Let me tell you what. When I mess up, it ain't me. We want to keep that old label. Get the label off.
Praise the Lord.
Amen?
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Number one, God does not judge us by our mistakes. He judges us by the blood of Jesus. Let's focus on the second, not the first. Amen?
Amen?
Number two, focus on what God says about you. Look at this. I'm going to just quickly in the back. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. To the saints that are at Ephesus and the faithful. He called, you know, all these people. And what are these people? Man, how many know if you got, how many know what is the number that you have in a church that your church starts to get messed up? There's a certain number that you need to have in your church that your church starts to get messed up. Do you know what number that is? It's when you came. That's when we got messed up. But I got to be honest with you. You know what? It was, just so you know, it was messed up before you got here. You know why? Because Tamara and I were here. Amen? Does this make sense? So our church has got some issues. The Ephesian church had some issues. But notice what he labels them. Faithful in Christ, saints. What's the label you're putting on to? I'll tell you what. Who are you? You know what? I've been perfected forever. Somebody write this down. We're going to have a nice label by the time we get done. We're perfected forever. We're saints and we're faithful. Who are you? I'm perfected forever, Jackson. Who are you? I'm a saint, amen, and I'm faithful. That's who I am. Look at what he says in Philippians. To all the saints in Jesus Christ who are at Philippi. What's he doing? He's doing the same thing. He's not calling them sinners. He's calling them saints. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae. He does the same thing. He does this over and over and over again. He sees churches with a bunch of people who are working out their junk. And he looks at them and he says, you know what you are? You are a faithful saint.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, oh, you guys over here? Oh, yeah, this group over here? You know what you are? Y'all faithful saints over here.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, this center section? Faithful saints.
Amen.
Oh, this section over here, faithful saints.
Amen.
Are you catching it? And what we need to do is start to see the label that God has for us and start putting that on ourselves.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Are you catching this?
Yeah.
Number three, you must forget and forgive. You got to forget. Pastor, I can't forget. Okay, let's stop with your foolishness here, okay? How many know sometimes we say things that are just foolish? I can't forget. Are you kidding me? Your wife sent you to the store the other day to get one thing. One thing. The store is 5 minutes away, and you come back and you got Hostess Twinkies and you got, you know what, cupcakes, you got chips, you got Doritos and Fritos. Amen. What were those? You got Funyuns. You got Funyuns.
Not the Funyuns.
You got Funyuns. I mean, know what a Funyun is. Okay. Shame on y'all. Okay, guys. Got about no nutritious value at all. But you know what? So she's looking through the bag. She's like, Funyuns, Doritos, you know what? You know what? All this stuff, Ho-Hos, you know, Suzy Q's, all this stuff. She's like, where are the eggs? It's 5 minutes away. What's my point? Listen. You need to stop allowing Satan to accuse you. You know, every time he accuses you of some crazy thing you did, you need to just you know what? You need to just start singing a song to him. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What? Whoa. White as snow?
Perfection.
See? What? Exactly. You're preaching my sermon. You've been perfected. How long you been perfected?
Forever.
See, every time he throws that, you start singing that song. I tell you what, he's going to be, you know what, way less likely to throw that at you.
Yeah.
Why? Because you just keep on renewing your mind. Listen, we don't plan to fail, but we fail to plan. We got to have a plan. We got to put on a new label.
Yeah.
How many hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to do that, you got to forget. And you've got to forgive. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Look what it says. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Here's what I used to miss. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. You know what I used to think that meant? That those people who are walking in holiness.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it means, right? That's what it means. Be careful. That's what it means, right? Well, look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. Look what it says. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, here's what I want to bring up. These two are contrary to each other. Listen, when he's talking about walking in the Spirit, you know what he's really talking about? He's talking about you recognizing what Jesus Christ did on the cross. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about people who will not walk in condemnation anymore.
That's right.
Can I tell you what is probably one of the biggest sins that you will ever commit? It is not appropriating the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. That is walking in the flesh. And he opened it up to me and I said, oh my goodness. Are you catching what I'm saying? See, we've got to forgive ourselves and we've got to forget all the crazy, stupid things we've done. Now, when does that mean? It means, watch this. Let's say you're 44 years old. Let's say. That means when you're in junior high. That means when you're in high school. That means when you're in college. That means when you're in your 20s. But Pastor, I got saved when I was 20. What about all the things that I did wrong after I got saved? Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Jesus Christ died for all of your sins or just some of your sins? Okay. How many know sometimes we allow Satan's foolishness to mess up our theology? No. Christ didn't just die for your sins, all the sins that you did before you knew Christ. Christ died for all your sins before you knew Christ and all your sins after you knew Christ. Amen? Sometimes, watch this, sometimes Christians, I don't know who I'm speaking to, sometimes Christians walk in more condemnation for the things that they did wrong after they got saved, for the things that they got wrong before they got saved. And I'm just quite humbly saying, no, let me tell you about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers all sin. And when you are not, the not condemnation that the Bible says in Romans 8:1 that you are to walk in, is to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit is to recognize what Christ did on the cross, that his blood covers all my sins, all of my sins.
Amen.
Amen. You listen, you've got to put on a new label. And the label that we have to put on is that I am white as snow.
Amen.
White as snow, white as snow. Though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven. You guys don't know this song. It's a good song. I sometimes I forget the words. All right. Do you understand my point?
Yes, sir.
My point is the label you need to put on is white as snow. Why? Because that's the label that God puts on you. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, you got to put a new label on today. Number four, we cannot allow our mistakes to define us. We cannot allow our mistakes to define who we are.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Look what he says. Brethren, I do not count myself as apprehended. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but here's what I'm saying. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I like what one version said. He says, this is the one thing that I focus on. Forgetting what's behind. What's behind? Well, watch this. This is so good. What's behind? Behind is yesterday. I'm not asking you to raise your hand. If you did something terrible yesterday, it's behind. If it was, how many know junior high and yesterday are all behind you? College and yesterday are behind you. High school and 2 weeks ago are behind you. See, behind is behind. And he says, here's what I do. I focus on this one thing that I'm not going to remember what is behind me.
Pastor,
I can never do that. Okay, well, here, Jackson. By your words, you're justified, and by your words, you're condemned. I would never. I said my wife, I would never say that. Why? Because I'm not gonna say that. If Paul says that's what if he's doing it, how many we can do it?
Oh, that's good.
See, change your thinking. That how many know one reason you came to you come to church, is so I can by the word help change how you think.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with you except your head. Don't get mad at me, amen. Paul says, do you get mad at me because I tell, am I not your friend now that I tell you the truth?
Yeah, amen.
Okay, and let me just to put it in proper context, the same truth is about me.
Come on.
Why? Because my spirit's perfect, but I've got to renew my thinking.
Right.
We're not conformed to the world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
See, you're just thinking wrongly. No. Forgive yourself.
Amen.
The past is the past. Put on the label. You know what? You're perfected forever. You're white as snow. You're saints. You're faithful. And you're forgiven. So focus. I mean, what's the sweet spot?
Right now.
Come on, somebody help me preach this. What's the sweet spot?
Right.
Yesterday's not the sweet spot. Tomorrow's not the sweet spot. Today's the sweet spot. All you got to do is say, praise God, I'm perfected today.
Yeah.
Today's the sweet spot. Amen. How many believe right now, I'm just talking about right now, how many find it easier not to sin when you come to church?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, be honest. You know what? Yeah, you know what? You're in the church parking lot. No, you back up. No, I'll just wait here. You know what? You're in Target. You're like, hey, lady, get out of my spot. Come on, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Right? Is this not true? Okay, here's my point. How many feel really good about yourself right now? Like just from 9 o'clock, you came at 9. How many know for this last hour, you've done pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, just live in the present. Just live in the moment. Just forget. Stop thinking about what you did last week, last month. That's all. You're wrong focused. Put on the label. You know what? I'm clean today. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Turn to Mark chapter 16. I have it up here on the screen. Mark chapter 16. Look at verse 5. This is so good. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in all white, in a long white robe, sitting at the right side, and they were alarmed. Now watch this next verse. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Now watch this. But go tell his disciples and Peter." What? Say, "Pastor, what's your point?" Here's my point. How many know that about a short time before this, a very short time before this, Peter, Jesus telling the apostles, I'm gonna go to the cross and I'm going to die. And Peter steps up. And Peter's like, you know, and you know what? You read it yourself. See if you don't see this in the text. But it seems like, everybody say, it seems like. It seems like Peter is doing what Peter has done over and over and over again. He steps up. How many know Peter did a lot of stupid things wrong? But you know, how many know it was Peter the one who stepped up and said, "You know what? If it's you, tell me to come out in the water." Who was that?
Peter.
Was that a Peter? Who is the guy? I don't know this for a fact. I'm just, help me out if somebody knows. Who cut off the guy's ear? You see what I'm talking about? I mean, you know, and of course, he's like, "Peter, what are you doing? Peter, what are you doing?" Okay. But I mean, no, Peter still steps up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And it seems to me, you know what, if you read it yourself, but it seems to me like this is one of those times Peter's stepping up. He's like, "Hey, you know what?" It seems like he's almost saying, "Hey, I can't talk about these knuckleheads, but let me tell you about me. You know what? I will not deny you, Christ, Jesus." Well, a short period of time later, Jesus is like, "No, let me tell you what. Let me prophetically talk about what's going to happen. Before that rooster crows in the morning, you're gonna deny me not once, not twice, but three times." So Peter denies him a third time, and then before, just like Jesus prophetically said, that rooster crows, and Peter's like, "Oh, condemnation." We've all denied Christ. We've all done stuff like that, and worse stuff than that. But notice what's happening here. He says, no, go tell the disciples and Peter. See, well, I want to make sure Peter understands. Listen to me. I don't care what you've done. You're not on the outside, Peter. I'm going to use you mightily. See, Satan, when you wake up, he freaks out. He's like, "Oh, no, no. Roll is up. Oh, I hate it when he wakes up." See, he tells all his family how awesome, you know what, Jesus is. I hate that. He tells all the people, you know what, he's working with. He tells them about Jesus Christ. I hate when he gets up. You know what? People can see Jesus in his life, and I hate it. You know, everybody else coming into the truck stop, they're like, "Hey." But, you know, Raul comes in, he's just like, "Oh, you know what?" You know, and I hate that. He's a witness on this earth, and I hate when he wakes up. Well, Peter, you know what? Satan wants to, you know what Satan wants to do? He wants you to not understand. Tamara, can you get that mustard and ketchup bottle out from underneath you? Thank you. He wants you to not understand what is in the inside of you. Yeah, who's glad you were in the front row today? He wants you to not understand what's inside. He wants you to not, see, guys, calm down. Nobody's listening to me now. Because you all think I'm going to squirt you all. Because you know your pastor too well, don't you? Like, I know pastor, do that. I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to squirt anybody, I promise. So just relax and listen to the preaching, okay? He wants Peter to not understand what's inside of him. Because in a little while, if Peter will not look at the label inside, you can just put your hand out, okay? But he will he will recognize what is.
I actually really like ketchup.
Okay. What is that inside?
Ketchup.
Is that ketchup or mustard? How many know? Now you can wipe that off. Okay. How many know it doesn't? Listen, here's what happened. How many know the Bible says that God doesn't judge the outside, he judges the inside. Amen. And who is inside of you?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is inside you. You ask Jesus to come inside of you, did you not? Yeah. And when you asked Jesus to come inside of you, he came inside of you. I don't care what the outside looks like. Yeah. I know what the inside looks like.
Amen.
What's important for us is to recognize what is on the inside. We got to change the label. We got to take the cap off and recognize the blood, the love of Jesus Christ is being poured into your heart. This is not mustard. This is ketchup. Amen. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
And so later on, Acts chapter 2. Do I have it here? Acts chapter 2. Look at verse 1. Then the day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven, as of rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house. And it filled the whole house. And it filled the whole house. Ooh. Rushing wind. And filled the whole house where they, thank you, Sheila, where they were sitting. Then there appeared on them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were filled. And they were filled with what? The Holy Spirit. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Now go to verse 13. Others mocked, and they said they were full with new wine. Here's what I want to catch. But Peter, what did he do? Standing with the 11. Why is he standing with the 11? Here's why. Because let me tell you what. Because that's who I am. All eyes up here. Here's what I am. I'm an apostle. I deserve to stand with these 11. We saw Jesus. That's who I am. Yeah, but yeah, no, yeah, but whatever I did. Yesterday was yesterday. I'm an apostle, and I'm standing with these apostles. And not only am I standing with these apostles, but let me tell you what I'm doing. Look what he did. And raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all of dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. And then he's about to preach just an incredible sermon. And even before he's done with the sermon, they interrupt him and say, what do we got to do to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. How many know, you know what, I preach a lot of good sermons here.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'll give you another chance. How many know I preach a lot of good sermons here? Okay. But I've never had anybody interrupt me and say, Pastor, you know what, I'm just so jacked up. I can't wait. Tell me, what do I got to do to get saved? What do I got to do to get my life clean? What do I got to do to restore my marriage? What do I got to do? You know what, I'm telling you what, this man, he's, you know, who asked him to stand up? Who asked him to lift up his voice? Nobody's asking him. He's just saying, let me tell you what, the gospel's got to be preached, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity. I'm going to get a bunch of people saved today.
Yeah.
Why? Because let me tell you who I am. I'm an apostle. Let me tell you how I'm clean by the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you what I'm perfected forever. That's who I am. And I'm going to be used of God. And God is going to use me mightily today. And I'm going to see all kinds of people get saved. See, what does he do? Watch this. I'm just asking, what does he do if he keeps that wrong label on? What does he do if he, give me the mustard. What does he do if he keeps on looking at the outside and doesn't open up the bottle, open up the word, and recognize what's on the inside? Guys, Christians, stop looking at the outside. Start to look on the inside. The outside's just the outside. Amen? Start looking at the inside. I already told you what Paul says. Now, I'm not talking about Peter. Now, I'm talking about Paul, who was responsible for all kinds of trash. You know what he says? He said, let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you my label. I've wronged no one. How could he put that label on? Because he knows what the blood of Jesus Christ has done. In the book of Romans, guys in the back, go to this. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. I quoted it, but I want you to see it. Romans chapter 14. I said chapter 14, I'm sorry, chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And let's start at verse 14. Look what it says. For we know the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Next verse. Guys, I just read this for a while. For what I am doing, I do not understand, and what I will to do, I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. Can somebody relate? And Pastor, I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, whatever. Next verse. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I, watch this, stay here. But it's no longer I who do it. Well, how can he say this? You know how he says this? He says this, thanks for asking. Because he's so focused on what Christ has done in his life. That's what he's just going to focus on, what Christ did. I'll show it to you in another verse in a minute. Next verse. For I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. See how it makes the distinction? Yeah. For the will is present, for to will is present with me, but to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do it, but the evil that I do not, that I will not to do, that I practice. Now watch this. If I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who does it. Who do it? I don't. Listen, I'm right. I'm showing. I'm not. See, because I can't quote this because it's such a crazy verse, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two times he says, when I do this, I didn't do it. Why? Here's why. Because he won't put that label on himself. He just is not going to do it. Now, he's telling you what happens. It's the flesh. But he makes sure. How many know Paul's theology is good theology? He wants you and I to understand. And you know what he wants? The Holy Spirit. It's there for not only for those people at Rome to read it, right, but for you and I to read it.
Right. Amen.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Romans chapter 6. Look at verse 4. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Look at this. Therefore, we were buried with him. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Okay, get this. Say,
I
was buried with Jesus. Okay. So you know what you are now? Somebody say, I'm dead. He said, Pastor, I don't get it. Imagine this. Imagine we have a funeral, okay? You got a bunch of weed in your pocket. Okay? He's up here. Okay? And you're waiting in line but while you're waiting in line, you spark up a joint. Pastor, that would never. Okay, whatever. It's just an illustration. Okay, you ain't going to go to Disneyland and wear gold, on ears either. So it's just the illustration. You spark up a joint, and when you get up there, you take a hit of the joint,
right,
and then you go, want some? How many know that dead guy? I mean, if he takes it, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
How many know you can't tempt him with any sin? Why? Because he's dead. You know what? You want to take a label? Here, take this label. I'm dead. That's what he says. Therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into his death. Through the baptism. When you get baptized, well, you know why we don't bury you in the new project? Because we don't want you to die. That's why we do it in water. How many know you could come up from the water? But the water is a visual of being under, being buried. You were buried with him through baptism into his death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, who?
We.
Somebody say me.
Me.
Somebody says we means me.
We
should walk in the newness of life. Next verse. Watch this. For if we have been unified together in the likeness of his death, what's this next word?
Certainly.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm putting on a new label today. Certainly, we should be in the likeness. We should be in the likeness of the resurrection. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Pastor, what are you? I'm perfected forever. I'm a saint. I tell you what, I look like Jesus. Amen. I act like Jesus. I smell like Jesus. I am, you know what? I tell you what, I'm the likeness. Listen, this is Bible, guys. See, we need to do this one thing. We need to stop looking at what's on the outside and start recognizing what God has put on the inside. Because let me tell you what, if you're born again, that's who you really are. Taste and see. The Lord is good. And what he's done for you is good. Man, change the label today. With every head bowed and every eyes closed. Maybe you're not born again yet. Let me tell you, if you're not born again, listen to me. I don't mean to be confrontational with you. If you're not born again, You're jacked up on the outside and you're jacked up on the inside. But because of what Christ did, you can get born again today.
Yeah. Amen.
With every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you want to get clean on the inside, I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Yes, I see that hand. I see all those hands. Anyone else? Yes, you can put your hands down. Say this with me. Jesus, come into my heart. Change me from the inside out. I recognize Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I accept him as my Lord, as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.